Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from Vino 100 in White Plains. It's Raise a Glass. It's to benefit the Child Care Council of Westchester's Child Care Scholarship Fund. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Cleveland, along with my engineer, Matt Cahan. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And as always, you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. And my first guest this evening is Craig Ruoff. He is the president of the board of directors with the Child Care Council of Westchester. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for coming this evening.
Now tell us what this event is all about and why are you here tonight?
What this event is all about is helping raise awareness and helping to bring people in and raise money to some extent or to a large extent for our cause. What brings me here tonight is about a little over a decade ago, I was approached and asked to join the board of directors. They were looking for somebody in my industry, commercial real estate, to help with the council. And the person that introduced me was Marcia Gordon from the business council. She knew I was a sucker for all things kids, and she was right, and I've been on the board ever since. I think we've actually extended the bylaws, not just for me, but for a very cherished board member, Cecile McKinnon, who's stepping off the board this year because she has other requirements from her company, and she's being honored this year at our breakfast. But I got involved because of basically the connection with children. As I was on the board, I learned more and more about the importance. And a board member one year brought it to my attention, and I thought it was a really good way of looking at everything we do. We do a lot, and it's very hard to encapsulate everything we do. The one area where I really kind of focused in was, if we don't have good quality child care and early education, beyond everything that means for the development of children, the parents of these children can't go to work. They're going to stay home, and they're going to stay home with their children. And these parents are no longer going to be able to work for our companies. They're not going to be in the workforce. So that kind of lit a little light bulb over my head that this is important for businesses in Westchester as well as everybody else. The businesses are going to suffer if we can't provide quality child care, quality early education for these kids so that the parents can come back into the workforce. Everybody suffers. I guess it's really a deeper, more important message that if these children don't get this education at that level, they're not going to develop to be the people that they can be. So it's a very broad message. It's a hard message to get across, and we do the best we can.
Yeah, so there really is a trickle-down effect, as you say. If the parents can't drop their kids off at childcare, they can't work. So there really is a trickle-down effect, and that's something you're trying to mitigate.
Exactly. It's a message that I don't think always gets picked up on by the larger employers. They understand that they have employees that need childcare. They're not thinking about all the people out there that would be wonderfully qualified employees that they're not getting because they don't have the ability to bring their kids somewhere they're comfortable bringing them to.
So this is a really big problem throughout the county from what you're saying?
I think so. I think that there's a big problem. We know for a fact that there's a big problem, and Kathy's our executive director who, as I mentioned before, we are wonderfully blessed to have somebody of Kathy's abilities to work with us and to lead us because she really leads us. I may be the president of the board, but I look to Kathy as the expert of this topic, and the topic is broad. There are so many people that are not in the workforce because they can't bring their kids somewhere where they're comfortable. There are people who can't afford childcare. That's just talking about places that are good quality and providing it. But why aren't people putting their kids in these programs? They're not putting these kids in their programs because they can't afford it. So we're finding ways to help government help fund. We're finding ways to get private money to help fund. We're trying to find ways to get people into the child care that they need.
Yeah, Kathy will speak to the financial side and the scholarships. We'll talk about that. But again, it's trying to balance that out, having your kid in child care, being able to afford that, and be able to go to work.
Yes. It's when I say it's a broad message, because I listen at our board meetings over the decade, and there's lobbying involved, there's public awareness involved, there's fundraising involved, there's work we do with the child care providers to help them better their services. We're involved in basically every possible angle of child care. But I think a big piece of it comes down to, we want parents to be able to have affordable, and maybe I left that word out before, affordable, quality child care and early education for their children.
All right. Greg, we appreciate your stopping by, and good luck with what you do.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming.
Our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Craig Uoff. Again, he's the president of the Board of Directors of the Child Care Council of Westchester. They're the beneficiaries of tonight's event. Lots more ahead. Stay with us. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio Live. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're back with more right after this Word of Interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelifts staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live tonight from Vena 100 here in White Plains, located on 171 Mamaroneck Avenue. Come by and see us here. And I'm Jim Cleefield. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Warburg, and Northeast Environmental. And as always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can always like us on Facebook, too, if you'd rather. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, my guest right now is Stuart Levine. He is the owner here of Vena 100. And good evening to you, sir.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell us about your store and what you do.
Well, we've had our store down here. This is our 12th year. We're right downtown White Plains. We're really a boutique wine shop. We specialize in small production wines. Of course, we have liquor and everything else, but our specialty really is wines that you don't see everywhere else.
Yeah, like tell me some of those wines. Where do they come from? Other countries? What kind of specialties do you have?
Well, we have a lot of Italian wines because it's a beautiful wine region, you know, of the world. And in fact, tonight we're tasting a number of wines from Italy, France, California, and it's some wonderful wines from small regions from around the world.
And in case I did not mention it at the top, again, this is called Raise a Glass for Kids. This is the name of the event tonight, this wine tasting, to help the kids as far as the Child Care Council of Westchester, and you're involved with that.
Yes, we've done this now. I think this is our third year. This is the biggest event we've had yet with them. It's terrific. We give back 15% of all of our sales tonight to the council, and it should be a really successful evening for them.
Now, tell me, what's the most popular wine you have here since you've been on? You said this is 12 years you've been doing this.
Yeah.
3 years at this particular location. Is there one particular wine that's most popular?
Our number one seller, and it's been that way for a few years, is the 90-plus Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. The number one seller in the store by far.
Now, getting back to your involvement in this event, now, this is the first time you've done this?
This is the third year.
It's the third year you've done this, too. So, I think for the last 2 years, were they very successful?
Yes, but this has to be probably the biggest one yet, as far as I've seen. The first year was great. Last year, it grows every year. And this one, though, we're packed, as you can see. We have people wall to wall.
That's not a really, really good time. I mean, I don't know how much money they're expecting to raise. I was talking to Kathy, who we'll speak a little bit later with. But being able to do this, it really heightens awareness of what the council is doing, and you're helping to make that happen tonight.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, each fundraiser brings in a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there, and organizations like this locally rely on contributions from their donors, but also from small businesses like myself who can jump in and do events and help, you know, boost it a little bit.
And when you first started this 3 years ago, did you approach them? Did they come to you?
They came to me. I do this with a number of charities. We specialize, when we do this, we try to specialize in local charities that that have a wide reach in the area, but that really specialize in helping people, whether it's a disease or like this, that helps children and families in need. That's really kind of what we look for when we do events like this and partner.
You're involved in a cross-section of charities, all different kinds.
Yes, we get approached a lot for different things, and you know, we've done smaller events and we've done larger events. You know, we can't have every, you know, Girl Scout troop and soccer league come in to do this. But, you know, we've done it with, you know, Huntington disease, with Gilda's Club, the Junior League, Child Care Council, obviously. So they've been very successful. The groups are very happy. And it's a fun time. That's really what it's about. It's about people coming out and having a really good time.
Yeah, I can just sense that people are really enjoying themselves tonight. As far as the turnout, is this the biggest you've seen at the three so far?
Yes, this is definitely the biggest turnout we've had here. It's one of the biggest I've seen for any of the charitable events we've had.
And again, you mentioned you're involved with all these other charities, so how would this compare to all the others that you do?
This one looks to be tonight about the largest crowd that we've had. I have no idea as far as sales or anything or give back yet because the evening's not over.
Well, certainly. I mean, if even one family member hears this our broadcast tonight, and as a result of what you did, and if you're able to help them, I think that's, you're making a difference.
Well, we try. You know, it feels good to give back. We are a local business, and I feel that, you know, when you're a local business, you give back.
All right. Well, Stuart, it's great to talk to you, and it looks like you're having a very successful night. Hopefully, everybody's enjoying themselves, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Well, we've been speaking with Stuart Levine. Again, he is the owner of Vina 100. Again, they're located here at 171 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains. 12 years they've been around. Very impressive. I'm Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more again. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live. Again, we're broadcasting here at Vita 100, benefiting the Child Care Council of Westchester. It's the Raise a Glass for Kids event to benefit the council. Everybody's having a good time. More ahead. We'll be back right after these messages.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from Vino 100 here in White Plains. It's 171 Mamaroneck Avenue, and we're here to benefit the Child Care Council of Westchester. This is called Raise a Glass for Kids. Proceeds from this wine tasting in part will go toward that cause. And joining us here, my latest guest is Hillary Millman, and good evening to you, Hillary.
Good evening.
Now, explain your involvement with the council, in particular with this event. You say you're very passionate about this particular cause.
I am. So I do the marketing for the Child Care Council of Westchester, and I'm passionate about their mission because I believe that if it's successful and their vision is realized, that we can really eliminate the need for a lot of other services. If children have access to quality early care before age 5, a lot of other problems and issues that come on later in life would be solved. So, for instance, we could reduce the need for special education. There would be they would be where they need to be on target for math and literacy benchmarks. They would engage in less risk-taking behavior, be less likely to end up in the juvenile justice system. Even teen pregnancy risk would be reduced. And on the bright side, they would go from grade to grade on time. They would graduate high school on time, be more likely to go to college. And we even have evidence that shows that kids who have quality early education by the age of 5 make more money as adults. So it affects and can even affect not only emotional health and their ability to form friendships and deal with things, but actually even affect their physical health as adults. So it has an impact, you know, by the time a kid is 5 years old, you really could have impacted the whole rest of their life in a positive way. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, that child care is so critical, and we've established the fact how difficult it is for a family here in Westchester to get quality child care because it is so expensive. As I said, we'll hear more about that in a little bit, especially for a family that says it's making a certain amount of money, they just don't qualify for that.
Yeah, you know, what we've seen, so we do a lot of surveys of parents in Westchester, and we have parents making over $200,000 who have trouble paying for childcare, over $100,000. So when you think of a family who's earning $40,000 and their childcare for one child would be $20,000, that's obviously insurmountable. And there's this fine line between whether or not they qualify for a subsidy or qualify for other aid. And then even if they do, there's not enough money to go around. So the council does a lot of advocacy work, talking to our legislators at every level of government, trying to get more money for subsidies, because we don't want economics to determine whether a child has a chance to succeed. Every child, no matter the circumstances of their birth, deserves the same chance to do well. And it doesn't just benefit that child and that family. We want them to grow up, graduate high school, graduate college, get a great job, and then, or not graduate college, you know, get a good job and give back to the community, and then have them be coming to events like this and supporting other people. So it's really a cycle. It also impacts, you know, what kind of employee they are. So we're talking about raising the next generation of employees, and when parents can send their kids to a quality childcare program and not have to worry about them during the day, they're more productive while they are at work. So everyone is impacted by this issue.
Yeah, these parents, I mean, they have enough stress in their lives just trying to make ends meet on a daily basis, let alone worrying about whether or not their child has quality care.
Absolutely. And then that, you know, and when a parent is worrying about that while they're at work, that comes back to the employer. So we also have studies that have been done. You know, we've talked to parents and employers in Westchester, but there's national studies about how many billions of dollars it costs employers each year when parents don't have stable quality care. So it, you know, trickles up, trickles down. It really affects everybody. So if we could I don't want to call it a problem, but if we could pay more attention to this and make sure that every kid gets this quality early care, we could really make Westchester a better place.
I think you talked about it earlier, special needs kids. What about them? Because we're coming up actually on Autism Awareness Month in April. I mean, do you serve some special needs kids also?
Yeah, absolutely. So any parent can call the Child Care Council and speak to a really well-informed, qualified specialist about exactly what they need for their child. So if they have a child with special needs or something else, and find a center that serves them and has what they need. So the Child Care Council is the preeminent resource. They know everything, and especially if you have a special need. And if you, you know, whether you do or don't, and you're ready to place your child in care and you call them, not only will they tell you what to look for, but they'll send you armed with checklists and questionnaires and other things that you can ask to make sure that you're getting all the information you need.
All right, very good information. Hillary, thanks so much for joining us, and great to see you tonight.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Hillary Millman. Again, she is involved with the council. And again, we are here tonight at Vino 100. Again, this is Raise a Glass for Kids. A portion of the proceeds will go to help the Child Care Council of Westchester, and they're doing a fine job. Everybody's having a great time tonight. I'm Jim Clefield. Lots more to come. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from Vino 100 here in White Plains. We're on 171 Mamaroneck Avenue, and this is tonight's cause is Raise a Glass for Kids. What it is, it's a benefit wine tasting to benefit the Child Care Council of Westchester's Child Care Scholarship Fund. And joining us right now, my latest guest, I'm very happy to have with me, is the Executive Director of the Council, and she is Kathy Hallis. Good evening to you, Kathy.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much for being here tonight with us.
Well, you and I spoke on the phone earlier today before I came down about what you're doing tonight and what the reason is. Kind of talk about, you have some scholarships that you actually give out and what exactly that's all about.
Well, these days almost everybody is working. Whether you're a father or a mother, you're in the workforce, and even if you have young children, you're working, and we want to make sure that people can afford to have their kids in high-quality, safe childcare. So the scholarships make that possible for a number of families.
You were mentioning to me on the phone, like for a typical family, let's say that makes $50,000 a year, and the cost of putting a child in such a care center costs about $20,000 a year, roughly that. That's basically a third of income that's gone before they spend on anything else. That has to be a big concern.
Yes, it's a huge concern, and we do a survey actually every year of parents about what they're finding with childcare, and we find that almost every parent, regardless of income, even six-figure incomes, are struggling to pay for care.
Now, tell us about these scholarships. You've given quite a bit of them away. Actually, about 1,200 scholarships you've given in about 10 years, I understand.
Yes. Yes, we have. And we know that there's probably a demand out there for 200, 250 per year. So I don't know how close we're going to get to that goal, but we're going to work as hard as we can to help as many parents as we can help.
Now, you said to me you didn't expect to raise a lot of money from this event tonight, but the key is really raising awareness about what you do. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think that many parents don't understand exactly how expensive childcare is. And there's, in some ways, perhaps a stigma for childcare scholarships. Everybody understands clearly the need to help parents afford college. You know, college scholarships, right, are very popular and well understood. And we're trying to make the case that providing financial assistance for younger kids is just as important. In fact, if more kids had a high-quality early childhood experience, more of them would actually end up in college. So that's our point.
And they would make better citizens. They would be a part of the community. And that's why childcare is such a critical part of that infrastructure to building their lives.
Absolutely.
So, again, we talked about how big a problem is with childcare. I mean, so you're seeing this problem all throughout the county. Are people coming to you for help? I mean, they can't find any other place to turn to, and that's why they refer to the council a lot?
Yes. We've been getting calls throughout the year from parents who are telling us that, they need to work, they're desperate, they don't know how to pay for care. And we just announced opening of applications for our latest scholarship round. And so we're getting, lots of calls now.
What kind of scholarship is this for this year?
Well, I don't know how many we're going to do. We're going to, I think the minimum number would be 10, but 10 is, a drop in the bucket. As I said, when we had a lot of funding, frankly, from Westchester County, we were giving out 250 per year. So, we don't want to have to say no to 240 families.
Well, again, I talked to Hillary earlier. I mean, there's enough stress for families these days. You say whatever your income is, whether it's $50,000 a year or $200,000, the last thing you want to worry about is whether or not your child has quality care, because you have enough to worry about trying to put food on the table.
It's true. And, there's another perspective here as well, because we did a survey of employers in Westchester recently. And we heard back from those employers that they understand that there's a strong connection between their workers being able to access safe care and actually showing up for work on time, being productive, being focused on work. So it's a business issue as well. It goes beyond the impact on individual families.
Do you see it more as a partnership between the businesses and the council trying to work in concert with each other to help them?
Well, funny you should say that. Yes, I absolutely do. And we recently started a business advisory council to engage employers more intensely in that effort.
Regardless of the size, whether it's a small business or a big company, you want all of them involved?
That's correct, yes.
And you're trying to reach out to them, or they try to come to you, or is it a combination of the two?
Well, we do have employers call us, but we have been intensifying our outreach, so that we are, going to make the availability of our services known to them.
Well, so judging by the turnout, I'm sure you're getting a lot of support, and we hope that continues for you. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Kathy. We really appreciate it. Congratulations and continued luck in your efforts.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Once again, we've been speaking with Kathy Hallis. She is the executive director of the Westchester Child Care Council. That's the Child Care Council of Westchester, which is the beneficiaries of tonight's event. That's the Raise a Glass for Kids here at Vino 100 in White Plains. I'm Jim Cleefield. Lots more ahead. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio Live. We'll be back right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs, from the earliest planning through occupancy. and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from Vina 100 in White Plains. We're located at 171 Mamaroneck Avenue. And the reason we're here tonight, it's a benefit wine tasting to benefit the Child Care Council of Westchester. It's called Raise a Glass for Kids, as we're a portion of the proceeds will benefit the council. And joining me right now, my latest guest, who is with the council, she is Dana Lawless. She's a staff member with the council. Good evening to you, Dana.
Hi, good evening.
Now, why are you here tonight, and as far as the council is concerned?
I organized this.
You did. Well, I must say, you're doing a fantastic job. Judging by the turnout tonight, I guess it's probably the biggest one they've had. But tell us your role in putting this together and what the council does in trying to reach out to these families to help these kids.
Sure. So I'm the director of development for the council. I've been on staff for about 3.5 years, and I was their first fundraising professional. So first when I got on board, we needed to really establish a calendar of events and everything sort of that goes along with fundraising initiatives. And about 3 years ago, we were lucky enough to meet Stu Levine, which is the owner of the shop, and he was generous enough to let us sort of take over for an evening. And in each year, it's become more and more successful. So it's something we've built into our yearly calendar because it's just a wonderful event. And we always try to pick something, you know, we do a lot of different things at the council, and child care scholarships is a big part of that. But we always try to raise as much awareness for the scholarships as possible because, you know, we live in a very wonderful county, but there's a lot of misconceptions about childcare and people being able to afford it. And in fact, there's a lot of people here who can't, and that's a big part of my job at the council is raising funds so that people can get their children in quality and safe places.
Well, aside from the scholarships, what other means do you have as far as fundraising in terms of reaching out to the community, perhaps?
We do all sorts of community outreach, and I work closely with my colleague Winita Pope on that. But we, you know, we get everyone from the child care provider to the parents to the elected officials. We're always advocating on every level of government for child care, so we really speak to a tremendous amount of audiences.
In terms of businesses, a small business, big companies, do you talk to them also?
Absolutely. We always, and actually that's one of our big sticking points, is we're trying to always let employers in Westchester know that we're trying to prepare their workforce for the future of Westchester, and here are some things that we can do to actually help, you know, benefit your employees, and we try to turn that thinking so that they understand that we're a resource for here for their employees here in Westchester.
Now, as Stu told us earlier, this is the third year you've been doing this particular event, and it's what I say, it's very successful. Again, he came to you or you came to him. How did this all come about?
You know, it's hard to remember because it was 3 years ago, but I believe he met Kathy Hallis, the executive director, through some event, and Kathy had sort of talked to him about the council, and he was very generous to offer.
And she was talking about the scholarships that they're offering. I think at one point they gave away about like 1,200 scholarships in 1 year, 250. That's quite a bit.
Yes. You know, we had a very incredibly generous donor for many years who really supported the scholarship program and sadly passed away. So it's been hard. This has sort of been a hard one for us to keep raising the dollars to sort of compensate for what we were receiving before. So that's why we always try to raise as much awareness as we can to make sure we're raising money for the council to get these kids into safe and quality places.
Well, it's very important because for, you know, child care, it's the first part of life that, you know, can really set the tone for the rest of their lives. They can become members of the community, very successful in business, wherever it might be. And it starts with childcare.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm a mother myself. I'm a mother of an almost 4-year-old and a 9-month-old, both girls. And I think Kathy actually likes to use me as a before and after story. My first was premature. And so when I was in the hospital, I didn't really have the time. I wasn't even thinking about childcare. I was worried about getting her out safely at one point. And I just had to pick a place. And in Westchester, it's competitive. You got to get your slot. And so I picked depending on, you know, price and affordability and safe. And I didn't really understand the metrics and what was important in choosing care. And totally threw me. And so, you know, I, as a parent myself, I understand how crucial it is for what we do and the difference between when she was in the one area and then we got her transitioned into, I used the council's referral program to get her into another place, and the changes were extraordinary.
Well, as we said, I mean, it's a challenge for families. I mean, whatever their income is, for $50,000, $100,000, or $200,000, to try to find quality childcare, and they lean on your council for support whenever they can, correct?
Absolutely, and I think that's something, too, that we try to promote the message, is that we're not just helping people who are on subsidy or trying to make ends meet. We're helping people up to, like, you know, senior-level CEO executives, because no matter what your income or what your situation, childcare is always going to be an issue for families.
It's always going to be there.
Absolutely, yep.
And that's where your organization is so critical. That's a critical infrastructure for them.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, we appreciate your being with us tonight. Again, continued success to you and the council, and again, great success with this event, and we'll hope continued success to you in the future.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Dana Wallace. Again, she is a staff member with the Child Care Council of Westchester, joining us tonight for this wonderful event. Everybody's having a great time, as you can see. And we are Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live. I'm Jim Cleefield. Lots more to come, and we'll be back with more right after this word.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live this evening from Vino 100. We're located in White Plains, 171 Mamaroneck Avenue. They've been doing a benefit this evening for the Child Care Council of Westchester. It's called Raise a Glass for Kids. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the council's efforts through child care scholarships. And joining us right now, my latest guest, he is Frank Williams, Jr. He's Executive Director of the Youth Bureau with the Mayor's Office here in White Plains. Frank, good evening to you.
Good. Hi, how are you? Glad to be here. It's a great event.
It really is. I guess a very good turnout tonight. This is the third year they've been doing it.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Now, let's give us the government perspective of all this. We've been talking about the fundraising aspect. We've talked about the scholarships. But from a government perspective, you actually have some services and programs to help foster that child care. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I work for the mayor, and, the city government believes that the sooner we begin to engage and provide working moms and children from the womb with services and effective quality programs, child care services, the better they're going to be able to have positive lifelong outcomes in our nation. So the sooner we can provide child care, daycare services, providing moms with services and connections, we get our children off on the right footing. So it's important that we provide child care. And child care is essential in a city like White Plains or in a county like Westchester County because, parents have to work and our kids need to be safe and provided opportunities in terms of developmental services, reading, language development, care, and positive youth development. That's what this agency does, and we support them 100%.
So, from your perspective, with these kinds of programs, do they come to you for help? We talked about the council is one place they go to, but let's say particularly your youth bureau, they would come to you for some help if they needed it?
Well, we interface with the Child Care Council. We, as I mentioned, we serve about 2,000 kids a day at the White Plains Youth Bureau, and we work with all parents of all backgrounds. We provide counseling, mentoring, after-school employment, and many parents call us and say and ask about how to get child care services, how to find someone to keep their kids, and of course, we relate to Kathy and the Child Care Council. We want to make sure that they're connected with an agency whose aim is to help working parents and parents get quality child care services. And, we want to make sure that the connection that they get, the services that they get are regulated, they're safe, they're licensed, because when parents are working, we want them to be assured that they're getting the very best kind of care for their children. So Kathy and the Child Care Council provides wonderful services through a seamless network of services throughout the county.
Well, they want to feel real assured that their child is being looked after while they take care of what they need to take care of. And if they're lucky enough to, both parents have jobs in this economy, which is challenging enough.
Right.
Making sure their child is taken care of in a place, like a good child care center.
Right. And, I was on the board of the Child Care Council for about 9 years. And so I worked directly with Kathy and her staff to do our very best to ensure that we had the kind of quality services to get funding, government funding, private funding, and open up the opportunities for parents in our community.
I'll talk more about it. I want to learn more about this mentoring program. What exactly do you do as far as that?
So the White Plains Youth Bureau is a youth development agency. We provide services for young people from kindergarten to the age of 24 years of age. And we do after-school programs, weekend programs, employment, counseling, martial arts, boxing, tennis, swimming, dropout prevention, substance abuse prevention. We run about 50 services here in White Plains for White Plains young people.
So you're really there for them right from the very beginning, right from the early days of school, right through when they get into the workforce. You're there for them.
And the science says that when you engage young people early, you affirm them, you provide positive activities, they will thrive and succeed. So that's what Kathy does. That's what we do. That's what the city of White Plains does for kids in our community.
And you also talked about counseling, too, earlier?
Yes, we do counseling. We have a variety of staff. And if a young person is having some personal problems, they have a person in the community that they can talk to about their very deepest personal problems. And our children are not necessarily devoid of stress and stressors. So we are there to help and to help guide and direct their path.
Well, again, if somebody's listening to this, of course, they can contact you. They certainly can contact the council. They always have some help available to them if they need it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Frank. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming tonight. Once again, we've been speaking with Frank Williams, Jr. He is the Executive Director of the Youth Board for the Mayor's Office here in White Plains. I'm Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live tonight from Vena 100 to benefit the Child Care Council of Westchester. It's Raise a Glass for Kids. More to come right after this Word of Interest.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.